There's a famous pasuk in Tehillim, Ki loy b'moyso yikach hakol. For in death, you can't take it all. There's a famous expression, you can't take it with you. But the Malbim asks, yikach hakol? What do you mean you can't take it all? Implying that you can take some of it with you. In Jewish tradition, the deceased are buried in tachrichim, simple shrouds without pockets, emphasizing the fact that no matter how much wealth a person accumulates in this world, they take nothing with them. So why does the pasuk say, Ki loy b'moyso yikach hakol? Yikach efes, you take nothing with you. Even if you tried, where exactly are you putting all that cash into? So the Malbim explains that in fact, there's something that you could take with you. The money that you donated to tzedakah. Paradoxically, the only thing that you can take with you is the money that you gave away. The money that you used to help others. Or money that you donated to support Torah. That money remains with you, and you take it along with you, and its impact remains with you for all eternity. A king once asked Baron Rothschild, how much are you worth? And Rothschild gave him a number that was around 10% of his actual worth. And the king said, you're trying to fool me? I know that you're worth at least 10 times that amount. And Rothschild replied, Your Majesty, true, my assets are worth 10 times the amount, I said. But that is not my real worth. All that can be taken away from me in an instant. My true worth is only the charity that I've given. Those are the only assets that can never be taken away from me. And that is the amount that I told you that I'm worth. Currency in this world, whether it's cash, crypto, precious metals, securities, have absolutely no value in the world to come. The only thing a person takes with them is their spiritual currency, Torah and mitzvahs and the tzedakah that they gave away throughout their lifetime. Material assets have no value in the Olam HaEmes. Cash or checks are not accepted in the next world. The only thing that is accepted is canceled checks from tzedakah organizations. The money we think we have is really an illusion. If everyone went to the bank tomorrow and withdrew their money, the whole economy would fall apart. There's some sort of understanding that we don't all withdraw it at the same time. We view our assets on a screen and we perceive its value and we have confidence that it will still be there in our time of need. But is it really secure? Companies that we thought will be around forever, like Lehman Brothers and Compaq, Toys R Us, BlackBerry, and dozens of others, are long gone and forgotten. And blue chip companies that exist today, and we think they will grow and thrive and produce record profits for many decades to come, might be extinct in a few years. A person is never assured with their money. How many successful businesses that were around for decades went out of business during COVID? However, when we give tzedakah, we are depositing our money in the safest account imaginable. It's not insured by the FDIC, but by Hashem himself. Every penny of it is deposited straight into our heavenly account. And that account will be there for all eternity. There's a fascinating story told about a man who boarded a plane to Eretz Yisrael for the first time. He was a bigger fellow, and he booked a seat in economy. No matter how hard he tried, he could not get comfortable in his narrow seat. His elbow kept on bumping into his neighbor, and there was no legroom. A half hour into the flight, he gets up to stretch, and he notices the first class seats up ahead. He walks up and he peeks inside, and he stares enviously at all those people reclining on their comfortable seats. And he sees an empty seat, so he walks in and he tries to take that seat. A flight attendant approaches him, and she tells him, "You're not allowed in here." So he asks, "Why can't I come in? I see there's an empty seat." And she tells him, "These seats cost more than double than the standard fare." But the man was desperate, so he pulls out his wallet, and he says, "Fine, I'll pay the difference." And she says, "Sorry, we don't sell tickets here." And he says, "I don't fit into my economy seat. I'll pay you double the amount of a first class seat." And she says, "Down there, for a few dollars or for a few miles, you could have upgraded to first class. But up here, you are limited by whatever you paid previously." What a lesson. While we are down here in this world, for a few miles, we give someone a ride, we do a mitzvah, we get upgraded to first class in Gan Eden. But up there, they don't accept any payments. And we are stuck in the seat we bought in this world for all eternity. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.